because in its rapacious hunger for souls, it displays to them sweetness and gentleness, yet with wicked deceit, it leads them to the miseries of damnation. My friends, each of these different saints shows us many different things about hell. In some ways, what they see is the same: the suffering, the eternal aspect, and other terrible things that sometimes aren't even worth mentioning. But each of them have a specific jewel that I want to take and shine up for you to meditate on. Saint Hildegard of Bingen, from the year 1098, began having some of these different visions. So although we see modern people who have given testimony to the fact that hell exists, we've been having these visions for a long time, before any other denomination, before any other church group. God has been warning the human race for a long time. Now, the thing that I want to focus on from those words from St. Hildegard is deception. One of the greatest ways in which the devil works, especially in the realm of hell and in regards to hell, is by deceiving us, by having us believe things that aren't true. Now, I had been deleting a lot of the comments down below, but I'm leaving a lot of them because I want you to see some of the common deceptions that people mention. We can see those, and we know that the world rejects it out there, but to read it right in front of you is something different. It seems to me that there are at least three different ways in which the devil deceives us in regards to hell. The first, and maybe the most obvious, is that it doesn't exist at all. You know, it could be really easy to live your life looking at the beauty in which we live, looking at the creation, the people, the goodness of life, and we can forget that at some point it's a temporary journey that will end. And this is where our faith is such a treasure. This is where it's difficult and there really is no substitute. We need to pray for people that don't know to be enlightened. We need to warn them in whatever way we can. Again, the beauty of life that God has placed before us can sometimes keep us from realizing that it will end and we will be judged and our decisions will lead us to one place or another. That blindness is one of the most common ones that the devil puts in front of people, that hell doesn't exist at all. The second one is the one that she mentions today in her quote. It presents it to itself not as bad as it seems, but it gets a little bit more complicated. It takes advantage and manipulates the goodness in the world and covers sin, covers evil with it, saying, oh, this is good, this is great, and you need it. And then when we grab onto it, we taste that bitter inner seed of the sin that we are committing, and it leads us to that death that we call hell. Another aspect of it not seeming bad enough is people saying things like, well, maybe one day it's going to end, maybe it's not really that bad, maybe it's better than heaven. And these deceptions are really people trying to make themselves feel better so that they don't have to live with the guilt of what they are doing, because they simply do not want to turn to the path of light. Again, these are difficult things for us to get people out of. As Jesus would say, this one only comes out by prayer and fasting. Therefore, offer your sacrifices for people that had fallen under this deception. The last deception is one that we have been seeing a lot with different people that have been commenting, and that's that Satan is actually the good guy, that the church and God are actually the enemy of human freedom, the enemy of human salvation. And what type of God anyway would send you to hell? He must be your enemy. He must be a jerk. When you read these comments, initially you can think, how do I answer these people? How do I respond to them? How do I help them to see the goodness of God? And one part of it that is that we ourselves have to be deeply immersed in the mercy of God. We have to have tasted it and experienced it for ourselves so that we could witness towards it. Not just speak about it, but say, I have tasted that the Lord is good. He is not your enemy. He loves me. And he loves you. We must be witnesses to other people on personal levels to get them to fall away from this one, because this is one of those very difficult deceptions that once someone has dug their heels in, it could be almost impossible to get them out. When someone believes that God is Hitler, you're going to have a lot of trouble getting them to detach from that lie. So we have to especially persevere in showing them, no, God loves you. He is the author of all that is good. If you love anything good in the world, in your life, in food and clothing and the sunset and the universe and your friends and your work and anything that you experience in your children, anything that you experience that is good, that comes from God. He is its author and he wants to fulfill that in heaven. So turn away from sin. My friends, each of us have to witness to people in our own personal ways. Deception is one of the key weapons of the enemy against us. And when we see other people in those deceptions, we must not judge them. Because when deception and the cloud of it covers you, it could be very difficult to see through. You could really feel enraptured by the power that it holds. So we must, in humility, ask God to deliver us from that evil and help us do the same for other people. My friends, God bless you on this day 5. I will see you tomorrow in day 6.